USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world wants to see us get along.
That's President Trump speaking just before he began his one-on-one meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin behind closed doors in Helsinki, Finland. The meeting said to be just wrapping up at this hour.
We are the two great nuclear powers. We have 90% of the nuclear, and that's not a good thing, it's a bad thing. And I think we hopefully can do something about that, because it's not a positive force, it's a negative force. So we'll be talking about that, among other things.
The two meeting with only translators present. After that, advisors and staffers from the two sides will also be allowed into the talks. There's also to be a news conference, though some reports say it might just be statements from the leaders with no questions taken. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Chicago police releasing body cam footage of a shooting that left a man dead. Here's more in a report from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
It was some semi-automatic weapon. He also had magazines on him.
Protests after new violence on the south side of Chicago. Chicago Police Chief of Patrol Fred Waller says officers walking the beat see a guy who they believe has a gun. When they approach to question him, it appears the man reaches for a weapon and they open fire in self-defense, killing him.
He became combative, flailing away. He broke free from the officers and what they thought he appeared to be reaching for a weapon, which he did have a weapon on him.
The World Trade Organization receiving a complaint from China over President Trump's proposal to incorporate another $200 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese products. The grievance was filed today. It comes after earlier rounds of tariffs amid U.S. complaints about the Chinese theft of American intellectual property. This is USA Radio.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A suspect accused of shooting three Kansas City police officers is dead after an hours-long standoff. Two undercover police officers were shot near U.S. Highway 40 and Manchester Trafficway while they were trying to arrest the suspect yesterday morning. And a third KC cop was later shot during a standoff with the suspect at a home. Police shot and killed the suspect. He'd been wanted in connection with the shooting death of a University of Missouri, Kansas City student during a robbery earlier this month. The U.S. and North Korea continue to hold talks over the return of the remains of thousands of U.S. soldiers who died in the Korean War. The two sides held talks on the issue this weekend at the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the U.S. and the North have agreed to resume searches for the remains of missing Americans. And today is called Amazon Prime Day, or Christmas in July for Amazon Prime members. Consumers actually will have access to over a million deals for 36 hours this year, and it's reaching four more countries than last. Technically, you have to be an Amazon Prime subscriber to take advantage, but some vendors are offering discounts to everyone, and there's also a loophole allowing free trial users to also access the sale. Hey, while you're online shopping, check us out, too. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.